There's no question Lane Johnson is a good player, and we're better when he's on the field. There's no question about that. I think when somebody gets injured or the situation like Lane, you know, had, players have to step up. I mean, they have to step up, and it's their turn. It's their opportunity. And that's what this whole NFL is all about. It's opportunity. And when you get an opportunity, you got to cash in on it. And I think the players that had to do that, unfortunately, we had so many injuries at the right tackle position. I think we played 5 different right tackles throughout the course of the year. That's hard. It's hard to do that. The continuity and all that, that's difficult. But I think when V was in the game, when he was healthy, really advanced and improved every single week. Every week that guy got better.
And obviously Jason's not going to be here forever, and he wasn't here during the spring, so Lane was playing left. What have you seen out of Lane Johnson playing left tackle in the reps that he's had? Or even when he's been in that role previously?
Yeah, there's been opportunity for me to do that before, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know the dates, but... And I wasn't really 100% secure in my mind that Lane had, you know, the set lines down. He was able to assess. So I wasn't really as convinced that I could do that with Lane. I am totally convinced now. I feel very good about his knowledge of the right tackle position. Right now, this is the time to do stuff like this. And if I hadn't felt this way, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have moved Lane over. We're fortunate because we have other players that can play that position, the left tackle position. I think V can swing over and play left tackle, too. I think he can play. I mean, there's certain guys you say, he can't play left tackle. Well, I think we have a couple guys who can do that.
What's the difference between this time last year and now with Vidal?
Night and day. Apples and oranges. Just his understanding of the position, his balance and body control, the way he uses his hands. This is a lot faster game than college. And I think he was able to make that understanding and a little more sense of urgency on his set lines and utilizing the cadence better, things like that, little things.
Have you ever felt better about the depth of this offensive line since you've been here?
No. This is a really good group.
How deep do you think I don't know how many you'll keep, but do you feel like almost every one of them you'd be comfortable if needed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about every single one of them, but I feel like the majority of the players that are here right now, I could tell you they're ready to play. They could go play right now and win football games.
What's a year meant for Samala?
It's not just the year, Paul. It's the playing experience. He's played in 9 games. I think he started 4 of those games. He played tight end. He played right tackle. He played right guard, and he played left guard. I mean, he played a lot of football in his first year. And I think just that experience and understanding each of those positions and the angles we need to take. And he's a very intelligent player. So I love coaching players of his magnitude. They have talent. They're smart. Really, all you do is coach him one time on something, and he pretty much has it.
What's it been like to have Warmack back with you? I know you obviously coached him in college.
Yes. Chance and I had a lot of success together in the past. I know Chance like the back of my hand, and I'm excited about getting back with him, getting back together and getting him to the level that he played at when we were together before. I really don't know what – I don't want to get into where he was at before, how he did, because I wasn't there, so I don't know. I just know when I was with him, I know where to start, I know where his vulnerabilities are, and I know where he needs to improve.
He seems to think that you're the right coach for him. Why do you think that you guys mesh so well?
I guess I just know the buttons to push in coaching him. I know the technique that he needs to perfect to be better. And I guess, like anybody else here, if you had success somewhere before with somebody, then you feel pretty good about it. So.
With Kelce, how do you assess his 2016 season? He felt he was inconsistent, that he had some really good games and some really bad games. What did you see there? Why did he, if that's the case, why was he?
I think Jason is very hard on himself. He's very, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think he has standards, very high standards for himself. And I think that, you know, nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to play a perfect game every game. Nobody's going to do that. And I think that there's some things in his game that he understands, and he and I have talked about those things that he needs to improve on. But for him to come out like that and say, oh, you can't blame one player for, I mean, that's just crazy.
What does he need to work on? What does he need to do?
Well, every player had, like, I have personal meetings with all the guys. And we talk about, you know, expectations. We talk about things that they need to improve in. And, you know, those conversations, some players have issues in certain areas other than football. But whatever it is, we talk about those things, and then when we go through these training sessions out here, and then when we watch the film, I remind them of, I say, hey, remember a conversation you and I had, you know, blah, 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 yeah. Just to remind them of, hey, these are the things we're working on, these are the things we're focusing on this time of year. And they all have their own individual things. I give each player like a little write-up about, hey, this week I want to just focus on this. That's it, nothing else.
You've had Jason a while now. Is there any way, like, it seems like big 3-4 nose tackles seem to really be a problem for him. Is there anything? His size is his size.
Yeah. Well, he's gained some weight since, I think this is as heavy as he's been since I've been here. I think that there's technique things we can do to help him with that. And then it's up to him to buy in and utilize those. So.
Second half of last season, Carson became a lot more willing to extend plays, get out of pocket, create some stuff on the run. That beneficial to your line as he continues to do that as he gains experience?
I think the numbers, like when they do the study on the extension of the play, especially in the red zone, a lot of good things happen. I think anytime there's a mobile quarterback, somebody that can move around a little bit, it's helpful for the offensive line.
It looks like Dylan Gordon has kind of assumed, at least in practice so far, has kind of assumed that Matt Tobin role a year ago where he came in kind of a jumbo set. Obviously, he kept him on the 53-man roster all year last year. What kind of role do you see for him going forward?
We'll see. That's what we're doing right now. We're trying to figure all this out right now and trying to figure out what his value to the organization is based on how he looks in these practices and what his production is.
What do you think he could end up being the fullback, the part-time fullback? They seem to like him at that.
Well, he's run some of those plays, so I think that could be an option for him.
What did you see out of him to keep him on the roster all year last year?
I think you have it's hard to find really big guys that can change direction and have quick feet. I mean, actually, he was, you know, a lot of the players we have right now played for other positions. I think Kelce was a linebacker in college. Lane was a tight end, defensive end, quarterback. Jason Peters was a tight end. I mean, he has some of those qualities about him, and he's a very interesting player. So we'll see. I know he's improved a lot.
Lane was away from the team for 10 weeks last year, and he came back with almost like he never left. Is that kind of unusual to see a guy not really kind of lose his timing at all?
You know what? I was just talking to, I don't know, somebody asked me that question in passing, and I would not, I was a little concerned about when he got back, and there really wasn't much time. It was a short week, and he did a great job. He got right back in there, and it didn't seem like there was a lot of rust on him. I mean, there were some things that he could have done a little better, but overall, I was very impressed that he got back in there, and he obviously took care of himself and was working hard physically, but did a really good job, and there wasn't much difference.
So what does it do for an offensive line having a second year in the same offense and the same quarterback? Is there a transition that doesn't get talked about much where offensive linemen have to go through a new offense, adjust to a new quarterback, what he does. How important is that?
It's huge. I think that, and you know, it starts with the center position. I think Kelce and Carson have this really, really good relationship, and they work extremely well together because those are the two guys that are setting everything up from a run game standpoint to the protections and all of those things. And I think that we're 1 year in now. I think there's you can kind of hit the ground running, and everybody's on the same page, and it's there's no learning curve. It's already kind of we've been through that already. I think that there's some merit to that.
Do you think Lane could be a good enough left tackle, you know, in the NFL to play there for many years?
I think Lane is a really good right tackle, and I think he's really in the top of his game right now. So I really don't I'm kind of focusing on this next season, and I don't really project out. I don't like to do that for my own self. I try to focus on, but I will say this, if something happens, then we have another option where I don't think a lot of teams have an option of that level or that caliber to be able to move a guy over.
Can you talk about the versatility as well, messed with that depth and what you're capable of doing with so many multiple type of players and attributes they bring?
Yeah, I would say that in 2013, that was an unusual year. I don't think we had any injuries that year. I think all five players played that entire year. Maybe there was a nick or something there and there, but missed a few plays or whatever. But I don't remember having a player out of that group like miss an extended period of time. Since that time, every year has been something. And I think that's kind of more normal in the NFL than anything. And so to be able to have depth, to be able to move people around and make get them experience at those positions, when injuries do arise, then you've had the experience, you've had players in other positions, you've had players, and so then you can, like this year when we had all those, the right tackles, you know, getting injured, you know, this we played five different players there. I think then you feel going in a little bit better about when something like that does happen. And we have, not only do I think we have a number of starting NFL level players, but they're also very intelligent and they understand the game. So to be able to move them around, I think it's good.
It feels like Jason Kelce has a more than normal number of off-target snaps in the shotgun. First of all, would you agree with that? And secondly, is that something that's you know, easily fixed?
I think he's improved in that during his springtime. I really mean that. I think he's been much more accurate. I think sometimes, have you ever snapped the ball?
Nope.
Okay. Well, here's the two things. Here's the two things that I think, we take it for granted. But when you got the ball in your hand and the defense is crowding the ball as much as they can, everybody else on the line can move back and legally get to the belt buckle at the center, creating a neutral zone. The center does not have that. Doesn't have that. So for him to be able to block a man who's crowding the ball, probably offsides every time, snap the ball, and then block him efficiently, that's a hard job. You better have somebody that's got quick feet, they're explosive. I mean, so I think sometimes he tries to get there so fast that he, you know, you got to take care of the ball first. So there's so many things involved with that, that's a hard job.
You mentioned Peters and the snap counts, getting that down. Last year, I think you led the league in procedural penalties. How do you fix that? And is that a concern that he's missed all this time and to be able to get on that snap count?
I think it's a rhythm, and you need to practice it. You need to get it timed up. And, you know, when you change, when you have multiple snap counts, okay, then that needs to be registered in the brain, and then you have a timer on each of those things. You're timed up on each of those things. Then you have the silent count where there is no snap count. So that's timing. So all these things, I think, need time to be practiced on, and we'll have plenty of time. We have all camp and all that, and we do all that stuff in all of our individual drills that we do with the offensive line. We do them with the snap count.
Is that something maybe with, you know, Jason's trying to get maybe a little bit of a head start? Because, I mean, you said that last year was his best year that he's had since you've been here, but is maybe something in his head saying that he's not as athletic as, you know, he once was. He's trying to get maybe a little bit more of a jump on the snap.
No.
No? Okay.
No. No. I think that in this league, if you want to block these guys on the edge, you better get a jump on the snap because they're getting a jump on the snap.
So,
I mean, there's a fine line there. You watch all the other 1,000 snaps that he took, and he's right on the ball. He's right on it. So, I mean, where some guys are behind. That's why he's so good at what he does. But we can't have – we've got to monitor those things.
Stout, as an overview, just through what you've seen this spring, how do you feel about the group top to bottom?
I feel very good. I feel like we have a lot of depth. I feel like, you know, still the younger players need to understand that we need to see improvement. I know a lot of the older guys. I know what they're capable of. I know what they're some of the younger players that there needs to be a push to get better and improve, because you look at this, you go back to any of these years, some of those guys were called on during the year, and this last year and the year before that, and those guys need to get better and improve throughout this mandatory camp as well as preseason camp.
Was there a game last year where you felt he really got it? Like, was there concern the first time you went in there, and was there beyond that point where you said, that's it, he's maybe not arrived, but he's getting it?
I don't know that I've said that, but I saw that. I saw the first game where he was off. I understand where he was. I get what was wrong there. And after that game, I think it was Minnesota. From then on, he just got better and better and better. And there's still room for improvement, believe me. But he's a different player right now than he was. Than he was last year at the first game.
When you've talked to Peters, have you talked about his conditioning program or how that's going, or is there any concern that the older you get, obviously, the harder it is to stay in shape. Is there any concern along those lines?
Yeah, he's never had an issue with conditioning. He never. And you know what? When he was practicing, we limited some of his plays last year, but even with that said, he would go harder than anybody else and give more. I mean, you watch him in all the drill work that he does. So he understands. He's a professional. He understands what it takes. He's been doing this for a long time. So I would make that point. I would show some of the young players and say, look how he does the drill. He's done this for 13 years, and he's still, look at the tempo of the drill. I don't have to say a word to him. I don't have to push him I don't have to say a word to him. But look how fast and how hard he's going. Boom, he gets his reps, and then I sit him down.
Jeff, in the last 2 years, I think it was Jason 2 years ago and Lane last year when he came back from the suspension, they both mentioned how so many people hold the Cowboys' offensive line as a standard in this league, and they feel like this offensive line has been shortchanged because it's the same division. Do you get that sense at all, and does that matter to you at all? That do you see your offensive line saying, we want to be that standard?
First of all, I don't know where that all started. I mean, how do you separate a group from the team? How do you separate one group from the team? How do you separate a position group from the rest of the unit, an offensive unit? I don't know how you do that. I really don't. If you don't protect, you can't throw the ball down the field. Your receivers can't have, so the receivers are making all these catches. They're number one in the NFL because they're the greatest receiver. Well, someone else had to do something for that to happen. So I don't know how you can separate all that stuff. And to be honest with you, I don't get involved in all of that stuff. I really don't. I really focus on, because those are distractions to me. All that stuff is just, that's just the fun stuff that you do, other people do, my friends do that stuff. They say, I could care less about that. I know what these guys are able to do, and I love the group that I'm coaching right now. And it's just the improvement from day to day is what I look at. I ain't worried about anybody else.
How do your friends feel?
Oh, they're just like typical fans. I mean, they just, you know, they just talk about it. I'm like, you guys are crazy, man. Like you.
Coach, what have you seen from Taylor Hart this spring? And what is that process like for you, taking a guy who's defensive line throughout his whole career and making that switch?
It's unique in a way that, and I like unique. I like I like unique players. I think when you can find a unique player, I don't know, what's unique? Big, giant guy's unique. He's unique. Whether, you know, can he move his feet well enough or not? I don't know. Maybe an average-sized guy that's just unbelievably explosive and fast. That's unique. Okay, so I look for that kind of guy always, and I think he has some of that. I really do. He's got long arms. He's got heavy, heavy, heavy hands. He's used to hitting sled as a defensive lineman. He can run. He's athletic. So there's some things about him that are like, wow. I mean, so, and he's come a long way from the minute I've got him, but there's still a lot, you know, there's still a long way to go, but there's some definitely positive things in what he's doing right now.